hunger strike. It's certainly affecting her in lots of ways. I mean, she also went off her painkillers. She's got severe arthritis, so her physical impact, it also means that she's not sleeping as well as she would hope to. So that's created some problems. And, of course, she's very hungry, and drinking water doesn't quite do it, right?
Sure. So she started Monday, and she's done nothing, no meds, and no food,
she
just water.
She went off all of her meds, and she's just been drinking water since Monday.
And she's doing this because she's on OW?
Okay, well, I mean, to explain the issues that are involved, she is on OW, and she one of the major motivations is the ridiculous 2% increase that was offered in the last budget,
right?
Which she feels is an insult to people living in poverty. She's been on OW for a long time and feels like basically, you know, she's been put into a desperate, very difficult situation, and she felt like that was one of the decisions by the government that was sort of the last straw for her. The other one that was probably more direct in its impact was she was on the special dietary supplement at a very low level. In the past, under the previous policy, she was getting $75 a month. When they sent her the new form, she got it filled out, unfortunately, way too quickly and took it in, and she's only getting $20 a month. So she's had her actual income for herself and her daughter cut back by $55 a month, which that was sort of the thing that actually precipitated her just making the final decision that she was going to go on a hunger strike. And the other two matters are that she's tried to get onto ODSP. She's clearly a person with disabilities, but they have so far rejected her claim. She has an appeal coming up in May.
How long has she
been? And the final thing is that she moved last September, and all she was given was $90 in moving expenses rather than being offered the community startup that she should have been.
How long has she been on OW?
A long time. You'd have to actually ask her. I would say since the early 1990s.
Oh, well, there's absolutely no excuse for her to not be on OW now. I mean, ODSP now.
Right.
Does she get doctors there? Doctors that are available to her that will sign paperwork?
And that's a major problem in Sudbury to begin with because of the lack of doctors, right? So she, my experience from talking to her is she generally relies on walk-in clinics, which are not the most wonderful places, right? Mm-hmm. We do have some supportive doctors, but there's very few of them around. We tried to organize a hunger clinic last fall when the old policy was still in effect, mm-hmm. and it was only when the policy was changed that we'd finally found a doctor who was willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here. So in Northern Ontario in general, access to doctors is a lot more difficult than in Southern Ontario, but it's particularly difficult in Sudbury.
Particularly Sudbury over North Bay or Timmins, you say?
I wouldn't want to, I mean, I don't really have the knowledge to compare them, but I mean, Northern Ontario in general, but I mean, Sudbury has a very bad reputation in terms of the numbers of doctors who are actually available per people in the city. I mean, remember, it's actually a fairly big city of 165,000 people.
Okay, Gary, are you just her spokesperson, a friend, or?
I'm a member of the Hunger Clinic Organizing Committee.
Okay.
Which was the group that was organizing last fall to try to get access to the special dietary supplement. We've obviously come out in strong support of Sarah because she's raising all of the same concerns that we're fighting around. We certainly don't advocate people go on a hunger strike, but this is Sarah's decision. She's made it, and given she's made it, we're trying to provide as much support for her as we can.
Your hunger clinic, did you do the sign-ups for the special diet like they were doing them in Toronto and Belleville?
That's what we attempted to do. We did actually bring people down to the large hunger clinic that was organized at Queen's Park.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was October 3rd, if my memory's right.
Okay, so you went to Queen's Park with how many people, do you think, from Sudbury?
Sorry, we brought about 15 people down from Sudbury.
Okay.
But beyond that and beyond raising the issue of the special dietary supplement in the city, which did mean that that more people got signed up here, we never actually were able to organize a clinic here ourselves, which was our basic objective. Since the slashing of the special dietary supplement, we've been really organizing around that and also around raising the social assistance rates.
Okay.
In direct contact with the medical reform group. They tried to provide some contacts here. None of them panned out for us.
Okay,
so that
we'll
was
keep plugging
the
away.
Thing, the unfortunate thing is there's not really a progressive component of the medical community. Okay, but I'll try to get Sarah to call you directly.
Okay.
Okay, if that's a possibility.
That's great.
Okay?
Thanks, Gary. Sarah Anderson, just the person I want to speak to. You started this starvation diet Monday last?
Sunday midnight.
Sunday midnight. What were your reasons, Sarah?
Frustrating trying to get by with the amount of welfare we get today.
How long have you been on basic welfare?
Since my daughter was about 2.
How many years is that?
Yeah, that would be 14 years ago.
14 years you've been on OW?
Well, it wasn't OW before.
14 years you've been on basic welfare. Was it always because you couldn't work, or was it always because you were sick? What reasons would you need to be on OW?
I was shot in the hip, and I have 2 plates and a screw holding one of my ankles together. And I have severe arthritis.
Okay.
My back is killing me.
So you've had an injury. What was your previous job before you couldn't work?
Truant officer.
You were a truant officer?
Yeah.
And that's why you got shot in the hip?
I don't want to say.
Okay. But was it on the job?
Yeah.
It was on the job. And you got shot in the hip from the type of job that you have. Yeah. Was there no way to get any compensation from the people you worked for?
No. Everybody that's related to somebody in the chief and council, they get away with whatever they want on the test.
Okay, you were from Grassy Narrows?
Yes.
Okay, and that's when all this happened?
Yes.
And that was 14 years ago?
No, that was longer before. That was way before that. But my injuries have caused me, I guess, arthritis grew from, or came from that.
Yeah.
My hip started to hurt so much, my knee and my ankle.
Okay, so what year were you injured?
Probably 25 years ago.
25 years ago. Okay. I understand that there is a doctor problem in Sudbury.
Yes.
You don't have a family doctor?
No, I don't. Go to the walk-in clinic.
The walk-in clinic. Yes. And you've been doing this walk-in clinic all the time? You've never had a doctor?
I used to have a doctor. Her name was Brenda Kalyanis. Dr. Kalyanis.
Kalyanis?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll try.
Anyway, she's retired, so I have no doctor now.
Okay, so when your family doctor retired, you were forced to use a walk-in clinic. You've had this ongoing injury for at least 10 years before you went to welfare. And you've been trying to get on disability for how many years?
Oh, I just applied last year.
Okay, so you applied in the year of 2005 for ODSP. What were you told when you applied for ODSP?
I don't have a... They recognize that I'm disabled, or I have a disability, but it's not substantial enough to be given disability.
Did they give you any details about that?
They probably did, but that's how I interpreted it.
Okay. What about legal clinics in Sudbury that can help you?
Well, now that I'm on a hunger strike, it seems like everybody's on the move to help me.
You've had to do something drastic to make your name publicized. Do you have a legal clinic helping you now?
Well, I'm going to get my disability hearing on May 9th.
Okay.
I'll probably be seen as a board by then.
This disability hearing appointment, did it come to the forefront because you announced this hunger strike, or was it in place before the hunger strike?
Oh, it was before.
Okay, so you had a hearing coming up. What motivated you then to do this hunger strike if you knew you were heading for a hearing board to get on disability after all these years?
To finally get something in, even remotely noticed.
Okay.
It's been a long while. It's been a long, I guess, day walk.
Mm-hmm.
And to be denied disability after showing your bullet hole to several people.
Yeah, that kind of...
It's kind of humiliating. I don't particularly care to pull my pants down for anybody.
Okay. Did you have the special diet? Did you manage to get the special diet income for a while?
$75.
Wow.
I took it back by $55.
When did you get the 75? What time, month, and year?
Oh, I probably had it for a year.
Okay.
And then I got a letter for a review, and then it went down to $20.
Okay, so you had it before the special diet became a problem for the minister and before the minister decided to start pulling people off the special diet? Or were
after
you part...
that.
After that?
I think it was after that, yeah.
So was your special diet, did you get it because you were with one of those clinics that were an activist clinic? That,
no.
Okay. Your doctor signed this form before any of this activism?
Yes, and he signed it, extreme obesity, and I may be 10 or 20 pounds overweight. I'm not obese.
That does kind of throw a little irony into the fire, doesn't it?
I know. Really, they just don't care.
Which they? The doctor and this?
The doctors, the welfare.
The doctors are misinformed, I think. I'd be curious as to what the doctor said to you, but there are doctors that are waking up, and I'm sure that you know that there was a great fuss and bother last fall with OCAP trying to get clinics set up last summer to get the special diet out to people on basic welfare. Were you involved in any of that?
No.
Okay. Did you hear about it?
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't even know I qualified for a startup allowance. Until it was brought up, I think a week ago.
And why was it brought up?
Oh, because I was asking questions to this hunger strike clinic people, or hunger clinic community organization or something.
This hunger clinic that's in Sudbury, what do they do?
They support, it says support Sarah Anderson on hunger strike to get social assistance rates raised, so that's what we used for the...
Your protest.
Today.
Yeah, I think I spoke to Gary earlier from that clinic. Okay.
Yeah, but Gary Kinsman.
Yeah, I've got Gary.
That information.
Okay, I spoke to Gary briefly, and...
He's the leader of this.
Okay, so your specific reasons for taking this stance...
I don't know, I just feel like... a prisoner of Ontario Works, I guess. And I can't get out because I can't work.
Okay, what do you hope to gain by doing nothing but taking water? I understand you're off your medicine, too.
Oh, yes.
So the medicine is for your arthritic situation, pain control?
And I was one of the people I met at the protest. Someone, he's supporting me.
I guess you won't be at the march Saturday in downtown Toronto, the one that they plan to take through Rosedale.
I will be getting on somebody's vehicle tomorrow morning.
You're going to head in?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far everything is a go.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for a phone call, and if it doesn't come, I'm gone.
Okay, so you're going to go to Toronto now? You're on a hunger strike. You've been on a hunger strike for 5 days now, just drinking water. What will happen to you physically, do you think, in getting involved in this march?
Oh, somebody's going to bring an extra wheelchair just in case I can't walk.
Okay. And you have contacts with OCAP?
Not really, no. Just Gary.
Gary is the contact that's taking you down to Toronto?
No, he's got some people with a van.
Okay, you mentioned that. Oh, so Gary's organizing a van of people from Sudbury to go down to the march, and you're just joining in.
Yeah.
Okay, do you happen to have any placards or signs?
Well, he said that there's going to be, he wants me to make a speech there, so I'll probably do the same thing I did here and speak a little bit.
Okay.
I've been... I need your support me.
And for what reasons?
Help me get on disability so I can fight another day.
Okay. Are you making a statement for everybody that is on social services?
Yes.
What is the statement?
I'm prepared to take this fight all the way, but if I see something in writing, I may decide to eat. And this fight is not over by a long shot.
And what does that mean to you?
Even if things change at this little tiny bit, like enough to get by, I'm still going to fight until it's completely gone.
And by that you mean? Cutbacks. You want all the cutbacks gone?
Yes.
What else do you want?
Or at least 40% increase in welfare rates.
Okay. There's a lot of people in this province that want that same amount, too.
If I had my say, it would be 50%.
Okay, so you would ask for 50% to cover the, what, cost of living?
Yes.
Okay. You have problems up in Sudbury with a lack of doctors, a lack of compassion. Do you have a lot of activist help, a lot of activism going on? I see things in the web pages that say stuff is happening up in Sudbury.
Well, I just met Gary when I started my hunger strike.
And how did he find out about you?
I was talking to Keith Lacey from Northern Life.
The paper?
Yeah.
So did you approach Keith Lacey at the Northern Life paper?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and you told him, I'm going to go on a hunger strike because...
Yeah.
Okay. So that's basically how it broke and other people started to find out about your plan, your
yeah.
stand. Okay. I'd like you to stay in touch with me. You can call me at my cost.
A woman from Sudbury is taking drastic action in a fight to have welfare rates in this province increased. Sarah Anderson, who was at Queen's Park this afternoon, is into the second week of a hunger strike, attempting to bring attention to what she says are the desperate conditions of people in this province living on social assistance. Jean Carter reports.
Sarah Anderson was brought into Queen's Park in a wheelchair. She's weak from not eating for a week and a half. She drinks only water. She says after she pays rent, she has $300 a month for her and her 15-year-old daughter to live off. Anderson says her fight is for the dignity of people on social assistance.
You will never be able to convince me behind closed doors to give up this struggle. This struggle is for everyone, not just for me. I'm an Aboriginal woman. One that will not break or remain silent any longer.
Anderson has attracted the support of several organizations, including the Canadian Union of Public Employees, whose members administer welfare benefits. New Democratic MPP Michael Prue acknowledges the Liberal government has increased welfare rates, but he says those increases haven't caught up with the cuts from the previous Conservative government.
So with inflation, they are actually worse off today than they were in the worst days of Mike Harris.
Prue asked the Minister of Community and Social Services about Anderson's case in the legislature. Madeleine Mayer says she can't comment on specific cases, but says the government is working toward improving the lives of people on welfare. Anderson says she'll take her hunger strike as far as necessary.
If I have to go home in a box, that's how far I'm prepared to go.
Anderson is meeting with her MPP tomorrow. Jean Carter, CBC News, Toronto.
Sarah Anderson did get to speak to Queen's Park. She did get to address the legislature. And unfortunately, they laughed at her.